So last week we began by talking about the necessity or the importance of definitions. Whenever you get into a conversation or debate especially, it's always good to define your terms. And so when we approach baptism, just like we said last week, when we approach both the Lord's Supper and baptism, we prefer to refer to them as sacraments. There are others in the Christian community that refer to them as ordinances. And what is the difference between those two terms? Well, again, the ordinance is something we do. The emphasis is on what we do. A sacrament, the emphasis is on what God does. Okay. So notice in the Catechism that the definition of a sacrament, which we looked at already, visible holy signs and seals appointed by God. If you notice in our questions today, how is it signified and sealed to you in holy baptism that you have part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Thus, that Christ, number one, Christ instituted this outward washing with water. So where did it come from? It came from Jesus. Jesus is the one that instituted baptism. But notice also, and join to it this promise, that I am washed with the blood and spirit from the pollution of my soul, that with his blood, that is from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water. Who's doing the action? God is. God is the one who washes. It was Christ who died. His blood was shed that washed me. And it is in baptism that the minister applies water, representing God, applying his grace. And so baptism is something that points to what Christ has done for us. It is a wonderful blessing that we've received. And I don't know if you actually take time at all in your day-to-day or even monthly or weekly or whatever to stop and consider your baptism. Oh, that was something that happened many years ago, or maybe I was a child, I don't remember it, or whatever. But there are some, the Puritans, I think they use the term improving your baptism. Part of that is going back and remembering and meditating on what does it mean that I have been identified with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, it means that my identity has changed. I am not my own. I am a child of God. I am righteous before God in Christ. That's who I am. And that outward sign is through baptism. Question 70. What is it to be washed? Notice again who's doing the action. With the blood and spirit of Christ. It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace. For the sake of Christ's blood, which he shed for us in his sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ. So the idea, again, the focus is on what Christ has done. It was his blood and what the Spirit does in renewing us and sanctifying us. And so again, we look back to our baptism when we're struggling against sin. Why? Because there God has placed his name upon us. He claims us. You're my child. You're my brother. You're my project. The Holy Spirit working in us day by day. And so we have great consolation, great comfort when we look back at what Christ has done through baptism. And then finally, 71 says, where do we come up with this idea? And the answer is because it's in the Bible. We have Matthew 28:19, Mark 16:16, Titus 3:5. And notice the Titus 3:5 passage at the very end. It says, Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration, the washing away of sins. Again, who does that? Do you do it in your baptism? No. You're baptized. You're washed by the blood and spirit of Christ. We are so grateful for his mercy and grace. Amen. Amen.